The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101.
The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light.
The world's most refreshing beer.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. Lance is in Tampa, Dell and I here in Houston, but he's going to be here right up until 9:30, where he'll join us at 9 right here on ESPN 97.5. What's up, man?
Not much. Just my wife's like, are you going to talk today about Trump serving fast food to Clemson? And I was like, I said, I don't know.
I guess
it'll come up as funny, you know, as a funny thing.
I'm not sure she knows there was a government shutdown and didn't have any employees to make food.
Well, she's like, Does Trump have? I don't know if he has any hotels. Does he have a hotel with any restaurants in there?
Has she heard about a government shutdown or no?
Probably.
Well, okay, probably. because McDonald's workers are still they're out there working, trying to make a living, and she's trying to take food off their table. Apparently,
you know she. I know some of the players liked it. I don't know. I don't know.
I heard somebody making disparaging remarks about the filet of fish. The filet of fish is. A staple is a mainstay. Okay,
you can do better. No. We can do better as a people.
Filet of fish during Lent on a Friday during Lent is a staple.
Well, I mean
that or a Subway tuna.
Yeah. During Lent, you can get that. Yeah, you can get that.
Yeah, nobody ever said go to McDonald's and get a filet of fish on a Tuesday.
No, and that's the problem.
Well,
sounds like a very specific food.
Right.
Must not be good enough for any other time of the year.
You know what? Okay. You know what young people like? They like fast food. They like to throw down. They're at the White House having some fun, eating some Big Macs.
That's fine. I think young people when they go to the White House also wouldn't mind like experiencing something they've never had. Like, I thought we were going to get steak.
No, we're not getting a steak. Okay, there's a government. I don't know if anybody's heard. There's a government shutdown right now.
Man, just go get that tab out of your
okay.
pocket. You got $100 billion.
Well, here's the thing:
just pick that tab up.
Here's the thing: is we got a government shutdown. How much money are we actually making right now? Not paying anybody to do anything. I mean, we're starting up to roll up some bank.
Do you think the offshoot of keep not paying anyone to work is the deficit? Is decreasing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what?
We're banking.
Here's what a bold move would be. A bold move would be if the White House took all that money that they have put away that has not gone to anyone's pay. Now, this is not necessarily a popular move when I just tell you this. It's a bold move, though.
Put it toward the wall?
No, not put it towards the wall. I think I'd make a lot of people mad. No, John.
Oh.
Put it towards Rams money line.
Whoa.
Yes, and put Rams money line and have the entire country cheering for the Rams whether they want to or not.
Oh, so
or at least the government workers.
So you want mybookie.ag to just make all the money? Because
not
the Saints
if the Rams
are,
win.
Saints are winning that football game.
Well, sorry for your loss, John, but they're not winning.
Saints are winning the football game.
They're not going to win.
Yeah.
They had to struggle to beat Nick Foles.
That doesn't matter.
They ain't winning.
That doesn't matter.
Okay. You can't beat Philly's Bus Part 2. You can't beat Fat C.J. Anderson, Bus Part 2.
No, he is something. He really is. Had you... Okay, I am going to retweet this right now. There's a guy, at Man in the Hoodie, that sent out a tweet of Adam Gase sitting down for his press conference.
It's the craziest first 12 seconds of a press conference I've ever seen in my life. And no one says, I had to watch it a second time, like, what's crazy? Why does this have so many hits? And it wasn't until I really locked in on Adam Gase's eyes that I realized this is, and then when you see screenshots and everyone's like, cocaine, everyone on Twitter, that's coke. That's an eight ball.
Oh my God.
What could happen? That's a robot becoming self-aware is what I saw.
But you have to go to my and take a look at this. It's they put a taco flying around and his eyes are moving everywhere with it. And it is about as funny as anything. There's just a taco that's just flying around and everywhere his eyes, Adam Gase's eyes are he is some kind of alien. Adam Gase is did you find this in Miami that he was an alien though?
No, just an excuse maker. Oh. We didn't see this part of Adam Gase. Well, he did hire a coke guy to be his offensive line coach.
He did.
What? He did. I forgot. Remember that?
Yeah, remember that.
Hey, baby, I just want you to see this. I can't wait to get some of that good. I can't wait to taste some of that good off your belly in Las Vegas.
Like, what?
Gotta go
what
to
is
a meeting.
Happening?
Gotta get into a meeting.
Guess
now.
Where I am right now, baby? I'm in my own dressing room. Guess where I am? I'm in my office, snorting a line, thinking about going down. Oh, let's stop. Coach.
This
and
is the
whole time the girl was taping, and then she said, I did it for the culture. I don't really know why you did it, honestly.
You've got to see this. It's tacos, and Adam Gase's eyes follow this taco all around.
It's really crazy.
It is freaking unbelievable. What's with this dude? What is with his eyes? Mm. That is crazy. Anyway, so we've got, man, some big stuff. Did you watch any of that Syracuse Duke game?
Actually, I did. Yeah. I went to a restaurant to get something to eat yesterday, and the game was on, and so I sat and watched the whole first half, and it was. I tell you what, man. When I watch Zion, I swear to you, when I saw him in high school, I had the same feeling I had when I saw LeBron, because they physically just they're very similar in terms of they don't look normal for high school kids, but Zion even more so. Like, Zion looks like LeBron after he was in the league for 3 years.
Yeah, no, he's a freak. There is no question. I mean, did you hear Boeheim talking about him? He reminds him of Barkley, except he's not fat.
Yes, I did see that. Yeah. And now Barkley will have something to say today, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, Barkley will come back at him. There's no question about that. And then there was James Harden with 57 last night.
Oh, my goodness.
He was on fire.
You done slandering James now today? Are you done slandering
him? No. See, that's the deal. Okay, 33 shots. But how about he made 17 of them? He was 40% from three. But that's okay. Listen, when he's shooting like this, when he's shooting over 50% from the field, okay, keep on throwing them up, James. But when you're 1 for 17 the night before, you're hurting your team.
Yeah, but you also have. To be honest with you, he probably has to keep shooting now. You got no Capella. He's out 4 to 6 weeks with a thumb injury. You're still 2 to 3 weeks away from Chris Paul. Eric Gordon is out. I mean,
no,
you know,
I get it, but you know what? When you're 1 for 17,
yeah, no,
okay,
I get it.
You know, I've actually give it up maybe once in a while. He's the greatest scorer, maybe one of the greatest scorers.
But that's a one game. Like, write that game off. That was a one off.
No, it wasn't a one off. And Lance, he's been the three of the last five games.
They're not winning unless he shoots. No, they don't have any chance.
And they're also losing because he shoots like that.
I don't know if they're losing because he shoots like that. They have more wins and losses the last 20 games.
You want to – I'm not talking about the last – I was just talking about the last five.
But it's a consistent thing he's been doing this whole time.
No,
it's
I know.
Like he just started doing it.
And No. And, they're right around the five, six seed. But yeah, listen, his game log – hey, listen, he's James Harden. He's one of the great scorers of all time. I get it, blah, blah, blah. But every once in a while, you got to be a little self-aware. I don't have it tonight. I'm 1 for 17 from three. I can't give it up.
Shoot yourself out.
Well,
the next shot's
really
going in
one
range.
For 17.
Yeah, but that, once again, that was a game. That was a tied an NBA record, but that was a game. I mean, it's on to the next one. That game is irrelevant. James is. I got news for you. James has got to keep shooting like this. He can't afford to have those kind of bad games. And maybe in that instance, I get it. But generally speaking, right now, there's really no other options other than James has to get. And you haven't even mentioned he was 17-18 from free throw line.
Yeah.
Get to shoot 33 times and go to the free throw line for 18 free throws.
Right.
I mean, hey.
Well, listen. No, listen.
This is all James.
James
now.
Harden ain't listening, and the Rockets ain't listening, and nobody. No, they're not listening. But. And I get it. He has got to have the ball. He has got to do everything. And like you said, Gordon's out. Paul's out. Capella is out. He's the only guy on the team. And they won, and they kicked Memphis' ass, and they dominated. And he's set the record for 30-point games and all of that stuff. All of that stuff. But those three games that they lost before this, he was 11 for 32, 13 for 30, 13 for 35.
13 for 30 is not bad. It sounds bad. It's not bad. It's just
it's 43.
Just
yeah.
50. Yeah, that's about what his career field goal percentage. It's in the you know what I mean? It's in the 40s.
Yeah, it's 43.
I think he's shooting a ton because he's trying to keep his numbers. Look, personally, I do think he's shooting more from the field. I think there's numbers he's chasing.
Yeah, no
think
question.
Some of that,
no question. But hey, listen, he's the whole team. There is no question about it. He's probably going to win the MVP again this year.
You think?
Yeah, yeah.
He's winning from a sixth seed.
He's the favorite right now. He's getting so much love for this 30-point run, and you know what? He's going to continue to do this as long
we'll
as
see how it plays out. I think you're going to have a hard time beating Giannis. I really do, because his team, I think, is going to continue to be up there. And honestly, I advocated hard for James as as the MVP last year, which to me, he was the only real choice. this year, all the numbers are great, John, but I mean, Giannis is having a bigger impact, and Giannis has elevated his team to places they've never been. They haven't been for years and years, maybe never been. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I still think he's the favorite right now. I mean, after you hear the national media talking about it and mention an MVP every time.
Oh, they should.
And he is doing more. I mean, he is doing it sensationally. James is doing it sensationally. Listen. If they all come back healthy and it all starts to click in May and June, then all the more power to them. He's keeping them afloat. I get it. I just think I'm with you though. Do you think he's thinking at all about this stretch, about this 30-point stretch thing?
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
Not that
they could do anything else. Daryl Morey would probably say, come on, shut up. Are you kidding me? The dude's got to do everything. He's the whole team right now. And that's true. I just don't think that the way that he has played against Milwaukee, I guess he's got to take those shots as opposed to when he's double teamed, he can give up the ball at the end. But he ain't never giving up the ball in a tight game at the end. Ever.
Never. No, that's simply not going to happen. Unless he just doesn't want it, and then he'll let Chris have it. But there was no Chris Paul. You know, yesterday one of the biggest factors in the Rockets winning games is when you look and James was just scoring. He's not handing the ball. He was rebounding too. He had 2 assists, 6 turnovers. I don't know the last time I've ever seen that.
57-2.
Yeah, because James is still usually getting assists. But you look at the rest of the team from a turn. I'm sorry, James had 5 turnovers. You look at the rest of the team. The Rockets only had 13 turnovers for the game.
Yeah.
You can live with 13. And Austin Rivers is taking care. He took care of the basketball yesterday. But so 10 players played yesterday, John. How many of the 10 players, off the top of your head, do you think were Rockets last year?
Of the 10 players that played yesterday?
10 players played yesterday. How many were Rockets last year?
Wow. That would be 3?
That's correct.
Wow.
Crazy Gerald.
Yeah.
James Harden. I'm sorry, 4.
PJ.
Nene and PJ.
Yeah.
So 4. 4 of them were Rockets out of 10. Only 40% of your roster. Daniel House, Clark, Chris, Hartenstein. Oh, that's actually Stein. Ennis and Brandon Knight didn't play, but so yeah.
Wow.
But that's usually normal for Rockets to have such huge turnover. But you do
well,
have
but three guys are hurt.
Yeah, you do have three guys.
Yeah.
But even if you have three guys who played, look how much different the roster is. And that's coming off of, you know, that's coming off of last year's
season.
And
quite frankly, I don't think enough is made of Daniel House. I mean, this dude has come in, and every night he's putting – I'm going to take a look at his game log.
He's been huge.
He has been huge. He has been doing it night in and night out, and, you know, and he gets his 10, 12, 15. He was 6 for 12 for 15 points last night.
Do you remind you of Crazy Gerald last year?
A little bit. Only
he came in and kind of just, you know, and stepped in and helped you at –
look
at a very important
15,
time.
14, 14, 3, 6, 7, 17, 16, 15. He's contributing.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And he's had to step into the starting lineup. I mean, this dude was just picked up and cut and then brought back and now start. After they gave Gary Clark that deal, that three-year deal, they said, okay, you, Gary, you sit over here and we're going to start the guy that we just cut and brought back.
Right.
I mean... it's pretty good. Daniel House has been that was another nice actually a nice pickup, but you're right. I mean, Austin Rivers has been. I mean, that's just been he's been unbelievable. And to think, and I think you tweeted out to think that Austin Rivers
that I'm cheering for an Austin Rivers that's almost seems impossible.
Yeah,
that's like Oklahoma City. Like, you know who I really like? Pat Beverly.
Yeah, right.
It's impossible.
Right. Just last year, they had to tunnel their way with spoons into their into the locker room to get them.
Seriously, they were going after Pat. They were going after Austin Rivers. Could Austin Rivers play on this team if Trevor Ariza was here? Would he have even allowed that?
No, it would have been a war.
Remember, Austin Rivers was one of the guys.
Yeah, no, he was the guy they were going after. All right, let's break one here and talk about Craig DeSerf. We still got a lot to talk about here on ESPN 97.5.
Dell's got a very, very ugly story about Jim Boeheim he wants to get to. A very unfortunate story. I want to talk about a very fortunate story, and that's going to LanceZCars.com. LanceZCars.com. That's a redirect page that will get you to Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. And this is a great site because it goes directly to their inventory page. And when you want to search for a car, here's the two things you want to know. What are the deals you have right now? What are the programs, the dealer programs you're offering? And what do you have in stock? And with 295 vehicles in stock and right there on the splash page, you're going to see all the great offers they have available to you. I think you'll get everything that you need there. Here's what you're not going to find. You can find your deals, you can find your offers, you can find your cars. What I need to tell you about is that you can actually chat online and start the car buying process if you see something you like. You can start to negotiate price. You can start to ask about different vehicle amenities that you want to have. But the bottom line is they are in Angleton. They have lower overhead than anyone in Houston. They can lower prices. They can pay more for trade-in value. And Craig DeSerf is not going to be beat on trade-in value. Rick Drenner and the DeLuna brothers, those guys don't get beat. The Killer D's don't get beat on trade-in value. And there's a reason that Jose Altuve, there's a reason that you have Carlos Correa coming in buying vehicles for both of his parents. A ton of Astros go into Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. And the reason is simple. They get better deals, better offers, and a guy who runs it, who's willing to run your car all the way into Houston if he needs to, whether it's service-related or whether it's new purchase. They go that extra mile out in Angleton. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com to see all the vehicles in stock.
Oh, what happened to Lord Commander? Are you okay?
He was attacked at the end of the fourth quarter by the Jester.
While the Rivers boy laughed.
Oh, I will break their ankles!
Nay, nay.
Nay, nay's in the other tent. Should I get him?
I mean, no. Violence is not the answer.
But sometimes it is.
It's futile, Chris. You know the gates of Stables Castle are impregnable.
There are other ways in. Now, House Clippers share their castle with House Lakers, which means doubly fortified walls. They were then reinforced to protect Kobe from Shaq after his exile, and then re-reinforced to protect Kobe from Dwight. and then reinforce to protect Kobe from trying to unretire. It won't be easy. I'll need our best five, so that's me, James, Clint, Trevor, Eric, Ryan. Wait, no. We need someone expendable, a journeyman. You, what's your name?
Green, sir. Just signed the 10-day.
You're in.
That won't get old. Who did that, TNT?
Bleach Report, Game of Zones.
Oh, Game of Zones.
Their stuff is so good.
Yeah. All right, 713-780-3776.
Okay, so we've got to podcast our discussion of Game of Thrones and coaches, because we had a ton of responses and reactions to that on social through social media. So we need to pull that separately.
I'm not sure the Texans are going to love it, but okay.
I'm not sure they're going to be fans of encapsulating and honoring Cal being called Caldor.
Yeah.
Well, that's on other people. That's on Dustin, and he happens to be a Cowboys fan. So that's not really.
Yeah, that's. Hey, listen, if the Cowboys fan does it,
our listeners,
we're not responsible. We're just not responsible
for Cowboy listeners. No. You ever want to have that on your docket, Del?
No.
You got a Cowboy fan on your ticket at the restaurant? No.
No. Oh. We don't want any part of that. Is that really Tom Brady when he was a kid? GJ Lockdown sent out a picture. He said, okay, feeling like you never amount to much, just remember this guy is in his eighth straight AFC championship game. It's a kid with his mom, looks like, and he's carrying some kind of purse.
Oh, yeah, that's Tom. Look at the eyes.
Yeah, I guess. I guess that's
No, him. That's 100%.
Yeah, the face, yeah, I guess. Man, there's hope for all of us. Keith Jackson died. Honestly, now for those of you younger listeners, you won't know. You probably won't know who Keith Jackson is, but I gotta say, in our lifetime, he is got to be one. He's one of the all time great. I mean, he is. I know Mount Rushmore is overplayed, but if you're looking at top 3-4 broadcasters, sports broadcasters ever, Keith Jackson is one of them.
Well, so I think I was thinking about this too. It is definitely there's something to be said for the fact that he's one of the guys that helped usher in the college football age of brought it into everyone's living rooms and made it a bigger deal. Yeah, he's the voice of. You can find some guys in the NFL that were like that. You could say are like that, but Keith Jackson to me is. There was also Lindsey
Scott.
Lindsey something else. I don't think it was Scott. But Keith Jackson is the guy. Keith Jackson is a guy that, and here we are, and it's going to be a good one here at the Rose Bowl. And then, he'd
the granddaddy of them all.
Yeah, the granddaddy of them all in the 60s and then into the 70s. And, yeah, he was a voice. And I want to say Keith Jackson did the national championship between Texas and USC, too. I'm pretty sure he did.
Yeah.
I think it was Fouts.
I was there. I'm sorry. I was standing right in the end zone where Vince ran in, so I didn't hear the broadcast.
I didn't either. I was in the stands, and
my wife and her
family went bananas, and I was going bananas. I wanted Texas to win too. I did not have any monetary things going on there. I figured, well, this ticket is costing me enough.
Lindsey Nelson.
Lindsey Nelson. Yeah.
Lindsey Nelson is who you were looking
Lindsey
for.
Lindsey Scott is probably some golfer from Clemson or something.
Oh, that would be awesome if he was, but no. So, I would say Vin Scully. In our lifetimes, I would say Vin Scully, Keith Jackson, probably Brent Musburger, Jim Nance.
Yeah, Nance
has got to be one of them.
But, Nance is actually, I think Gary Bender and Billy Packer for Final Four basketball, they brought college basketball along with Dick Vitale. They're the ones that took college basketball into the ESPN CBS era.
But Nance has been on it now for how many years?
Well, he is, but I'm talking about the ones who brought it in. Jim Nance wasn't on that broadcast. It was Gary Pick. It was Gary Bender and Billy Packer who were calling the famous 1983 Fight Slamma Jamma versus Louisville. And then Dick Vitale in the early 80s too. So that's when college basketball college basketball was a I'm telling you, college basketball in the 80s and 90s was an absolute monster.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was in season people were paying attention to, not just late in the year. And I know there are people who are still college basketball fans, but it was just a different deal when you knew all the players. It was a way different deal.
Yeah. Summerall,
it's like college football.
To me, Summerall might be up there. When he was doing a game, it was huge. And you know, he did golf as well. And Vern. Yeah, Lundquist. One of the greats of all time. Who Dell calls trash. Okay?
Vern is terrible.
Vern's not terrible. He tells the truth about SEC teams.
Maybe Vern in like 15 years ago was great. But Vern was so awful at the end. He messed up the kickoff returner's name on the first play of the game. He got that guy's name wrong.
That never happened.
No, it did. It did. And he had called the guy's game the previous week. Couldn't get the guy's name right. Vern had lost it at the end.
Keith Jackson died a year ago. Well, did you write that on the rundown, Keith Jackson died?
Someone tweeted out that Keith Jackson died. Like a report came out that Keith Jackson died.
Hold up. Was it Keith Jackson, the tight end?
Ooh. Was it Keith Jackson, the tight end that died? Oh, my God. Keith Jackson died a year ago. Keith Jackson died a year ago. Keith Jackson.
Whoa, whoa. I can't believe I've been dead a year and the radio show still talking about me.
Damn it, Tim Brando. Somebody retweeted Tim Brando, and I was like, Keith Jackson just died? I guess he was mourning his loss.
Tim Brando screws us again.
Yeah, he was mourning the year anniversary of his loss.
Tim Brando is like our nemesis.
How many times can Tim Brando screw us?
I was like,
all right, that's it. I'm leaving again.
Tim Brando is our nemesis. Holy crap.
But did we honor Keith Jackson's death last year?
I don't think we did.
No.
Not like we just did.
No,
not like not. Not like we just wasted that segment.
No, honoring a man a year after his death is not a waste.
Was it on this date?
It was on a Sunday. Well, it was 13th, so Sunday. So we missed it talking about it yesterday. That's my fault.
Notice we didn't put in that Tim Brando in that list?
Well, yeah. He used to call CBS games too.
Yeah, he did. Well, he's holding emails in his hand, which is impossible.
Because you know, well, what a waste to go send an intern to print out your emails.
Really do that? I'm holding in my hand an email.
They're on your computer.
They're right there,
sir.
You can read them
right
off there.
You don't need to send someone to print it out.
It's a waste, killing trees, Tim Brando. All right, 728 ESPN. That's a segment we can never get back.
That's whatever.
Yeah, all right.
We waste segments all the time.
All right. Yeah, you're right. Let's talk about patios.
Let's talk about Texas custom patios. Let's talk about their holistic approach. And when Stephen Schell and I met for the first time about, and I did some research, and I it wasn't until I ran into pictures of before and afters with Texas custom patios where I was like, whoa. And while I'm talking right now, if you want to check out mine, just go to TCP. That's Texas Custom Patios. TCPLance.com. And you can see for yourself the before and after they did on my home, which is pretty amazing. But when they come in, you'll have a designer who will, you know, look at the space. And they've just got this ability to see things. Maybe you've had somebody do that with an interior design work or whatever. It's the same thing outdoors. Whether it's an outdoor living area, an outdoor kitchen, whether it's a screened-in porch, a sunroom, and a room addition, they just see the space, and they can see things that you can't. They pitched this big roof on mine. They added it to the pre-existing roof that I had. They matched the shingles that I have, which are a little different type, which were harder to find, and yet they found them. They added drainage inside my outside of my patio in my backyard where I was having issues with water standing. They added some inside the patio in case any water comes in there as well. A fire pit. I mean, I was blown away by this. And they can do the same thing for you. Make your home a place you truly want to spend time. And with this weather right now, this is amazing patio weather. Get outside, watch your games, watch your Netflix shows. Have a big old glass of beer, a cocktail. Have the kids eat their pizza out there and watch TV while you and your wife have a plate of nachos. It can be something that good and that glorious. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com, or if you want to just have, you know, send your information so that they can get back with you about building something for you, go to TCPLance.com. See what they did for me and fill out the form, and they will get back with you today. Going straight, all I have to do is
swing and I'm a hero. Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Look
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back. Bad news in the entertainment world. Mary Tyler Moore has died.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, well, she died like a year and a half ago or so, but.
Oh, but you never talked about that.
Right. We never talked about it, so I think it's kind of important that we talk about it, like Keith Jackson.
Yeah, the Keith Jackson thing, that still hits home right now. That's a tough one.
Do you think that's why Jim Boeheim peed his pants last night?
Oh, my God. Why are you bringing up Jim Boeheim peeing in his pants?
Because, I mean, there is a picture of Jim Boeheim.
I'm going to ask you something.
And he's talking to the referee, and literally, it's just a wet stain around. He peed his pants.
I'm going to ask you a serious question. Do you remember that Jim Boeheim, I think it's second wife, because he was famous for marrying a girl who was younger and hot, right?
Right, right.
It was a little while back, but you remember that. You respect that, don't you? You respect that hustle.
Mm-hmm. Now listen, I'm not going to begrudge the guy marrying a 30 years younger than he is hottie. Okay.
Who would begrudge him that at all? No one's going to begrudge him that.
Except
here's my question.
His ex-wife.
Well, that's, you know, that happens.
It's on her.
Let me ask you this. So why would you throw your man under the bus like that when you respect that game so much? Why would you throw him under the pee in the pants bus?
Well, he...
Don't you respect the hustle that he shows? Don't you have a certain level of respect where you feel like you could... Do you feel like you could go out and have a drink with Jim Boeheim, yes or no?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. I feel like you shouldn't be throwing Jim Boeheim under a public bus when you feel like you can go have a drink with him.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about his wife throwing him under the bus or me?
No, you, John Granato. I feel like you and Jim Boeheim like would have go a have a drink.
I feel like I can have a drink with anybody. Raheel, I can feel. Adele, we can have a drink as long as they do it.
You know what I'm talking about. No, you know what I'm talking about. Jim Boeheim seems like he's a guy that could, you know.
He would be awesome to have a drink with.
Like
he
Chad
would have
Clay
the
would,
stories.
Chad, Ray, you know who's great? Jim Boeheim. Like, I feel like Chad would really like Jim Boeheim.
Yeah, no, but yeah, because...
You would never say, if Yanni peed in his pants at a game...
Oh, are you kidding? I would not only point it out, I would retweet it.
Del, is that a good friend?
I would... Are you kidding me?
Del, what kind of friendship is this? Doesn't this break friend codes?
No. You have to point out your friend's deficiencies.
I would retweet it?
No. I would probably
you would do all
every
that to
day.
Yanni?
I would remember this. Remember when Yanni peed his pants 4 years ago? Just to do it.
See, this is why you're so dangerous. People have to be careful around you because it could end up haunting them forever.
Well, of course it can. Of course it can. Well, this just in. Okay. Apparently Keith Jackson died and I'm dangerous. All right, come on. What, are you crazy?
That's just it.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys need to check out my retweet. I just tweeted and then retweeted myself, Yanni.
Yeah.
What he did last night.
Well, don't worry. Well, there is a picture. As a matter of fact, just yesterday, speaking of Yanni, he was wearing a...
I'm sorry, Yanni, that's on me.
No,
I shouldn't have put you in the line of fire like this.
No. He's wearing... When we were down in Florida... He's wearing a pink. I mean, it's a girl's pink wife beater, and he's got one of his daughters put a little Burger King crown hat on him, and of course we took pictures. And just yesterday, this picture's recirculating. It was 5 years ago that this happened.
Oh,
just yesterday, this happened. Mm. You see this? You see that though? Is that not something? I mean.
Now it's coming out right now.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
So, I mean, don't forget about it. Just because I'd have a beer with Jim Boeheim. He peed his pants on national television. Okay? I mean, and this is not even arguable that he peed his pants. It's embarrassing.
Hold on. This is true. Have you ever in your life washed your hands at okay, first of all, he could have been drinking water and dropped water. That's possible. I have done that before when I was washing my hands and I was sitting and I was like standing up against the sink and I'm like, oh crap, it looks like I peed my pants. So you got to make a decision. Do you add more water to make it look exactly like you spilled water on yourself? And then it's like, no, because then it looks like you really just let it go and you just peed even more. It wasn't just a little bit. So then you have to try to hide it. Can I pull my shirt down far enough? Like, what am I going to do here? Do I wait in the bathroom till it dries up? That's a tough call.
Yeah. I
Jim could have dropped water. He could have dropped a cup of water.
I'm pretty sure it didn't happen that way.
John, you're saying he peed in his pants.
How old is Jim Boeheim? Are you thinking that
Whoa, how old?
74.
Yeah. You thinking that it's really not possible that he peed and didn't even know it? Okay.
I mean, let me put it this way. Peeing in the pants is definitely on the Vegas tote board.
Well, it's the favorite. Go look at the pictures and tell me that it's not the favorite.
Drop water has to be favored over pee pants. Mm-mm,
peed pants. Peed. 74?
Del, do you think pee pants is the favorite?
And this isn't the first time, apparently. I'm looking at something from two years ago. And either he drops water on his pants a lot, or the man pees his pants, or he can't control his bladder. I'm not sure. 2016 against Syracuse. And the headline is...
No, he is Syracuse.
No, 2000 against Pittsburgh, excuse me. Jim Boeheim may have pissed himself during Syracuse-Pittsburgh game.
Oh, my God.
March 9th, 2016.
So, this... No, now, Lance, what are you making the favorite?
Hold on.
Okay. What are you making the favorite
spot,
now?
And I'm looking at the
spot. He's a serial pants pisser.
I'm looking at...
That's the worst thing that anyone's ever said.
I'm looking at the spot from the Syracuse-Pittsburgh game from the AC quarterfinals in 2016.
Oh, my God. It's just unmistakable.
If he dropped water on himself, it's the perfect spot for that because it's not at the waist. It's right below where you think he might be, let's say, hanging, and it just trails down from there.
Oh, okay. Here's I'm about to read a tweet that's going to shut this whole segment down. This is from Matt McKenzie. Hey, for those making comments and getting clicks about Boeheim's pants, he's a prostate cancer survivor. Beat it a decade ago. Maybe since you shared the pic, you'd want to share a link to that, too.
Wow.
So you're saying...
Not really.
He peed himself, but there's a reason.
That's right.
And still undefeated in horribleness, John Granato.
Look. So it just adds to our thought that he peed himself, right?
Yeah.
All right, now it is minus 400.
Yeah. Okay, now... Okay.
Now the big money has come in. They pulled it off the board. They've now pulled it off the board.
Oh.
We're not taking action on it anymore.
Pete his pants collects. Okay? Pay that. Pay that ticket. All right. Well, now that we've dissected this, okay?
I'm glad for the information. So now I don't have to wonder whether he spilled water on himself or not.
Right.
I think it's pretty clear.
No. It's
what happened.
There's no question. All right.
I did find, if I was looking through the tweets, and some dude who covers AC basketball was like, I think Jim Boeheim just pissed himself. That was one of his tweets.
Some guy who just covers ACC basketball?
And then he had to delete it. I'm sure he got that message from someone, hey, Boeheim's a cancer survivor. He's like, I better delete this.
Delete.
This has got to go. All right, then let's erase Keith Jackson.
Hey, hold on a second. Did you see what Eighth Wonder?
No.
We're going to have to take a break. We'll come back. Michael Jackson died.
What?
Yeah, Michael Jackson, King of Pop, Michael Jackson, dead.
Holy crap.
Yeah, this is a... I need to make sure it's not Georgetown point guard.
Moment of silence. I want to know, do you see this...
Or Miami cornerback.
You see
you watch your mouth, Lance.
Hey.
I'm watching Miami cornerback Michael Jackson. Isn't
it? No. Do you see this doc that's coming out about Michael Jackson and the kids?
It's another R. Kelly type thing.
Yeah.
I wonder if
the King of Pop is going to be as well regarded after this thing airs.
Well, you know, people who defend the artist because of his music, his creativity, will say, well, some of those kids, when they were asked about it, they go, our parents made us do it.
This is what I noticed with the R. Kelly thing. And by the way, I'm not. Why is R. Kelly? So it's a brand new documentary that's coming out.
Yeah. Okay. No. Did you watch it? I've watched some of it.
No, but I mean, everyone knew. I thought we knew all this stuff. Was there more stuff that came out?
Oh well,
more girls. I guess is the thing.
There's a lot.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff coming out.
So So, with, you know, the interesting thing, I saw people caping up for R. Kelly, like, what about the parents? They immediately go to, what about the parents? Like, okay, you need to address R. Kelly first. You need to, R. Kelly, this is a thing with him. And with Michael Jackson, it's, no one's going to go, wait a minute. Now, the other stuff didn't hit home with me, but now I believe. I mean, come on. There's a lot of stuff out on Michael Jackson.
Oh, please. Yeah, but still, no. For whatever reason, Louis C.K. can't find him. But Michael Jackson?
Well, Michael Jackson also died 10 years ago. I don't know if it would. But you know what? Louis C.K. is not beloved. Listen, like, Michael Jackson is. That's,
I'm pretty sure pedophilia was looked down on 10 years ago. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, no, you're right. But people. It's just Michael Jackson just is impervious to that. With some people just like.
If you can moonwalk. You know what? It's okay.
I mean, we've seen it through the years. If you've created so much content that people love, they will find a way to excuse almost anything. And apparently, anything. Because if the pedophilia charges are true, what else won't you excuse?
Right.
Yeah, that's the ultimate murder. I mean, how much further do you have to? There's not much further to go.
People excuse murder.
Yes.
Murder's fine.
That you have people who excuse domestic violence on left and right.
As long as you can sack the quarterback. As long as you can sack the quarterback, we're fine. 7:45 ESPN 97.5. All right, listen. This is a tough transition. Ricky, I don't know. Ricky, his kids are listening. I'm not sure they want to hear this part. It's about your being able to do stuff and have relations. Okay? Do you want to have relations, and if you're having an issue with it, that's okay. It's okay. In 2019, we can talk about it. We can talk about it right here. You can talk about it at forhims.com/John5. You talk about it with a doctor online. No appointment necessary. You don't have to go and take off of work. You don't have to go and face-to-face with the doctor. And the embarrassment that creates, you don't have to pay for a doctor's visit. You don't have to pay for that prescription, name brand prescription. You don't have to do any of that stuff because 4hims.com is all online and all ready for you right now at just $5 for the first month, which is a ridiculously low price, ridiculously low price. I mean, when you're saving hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And that's not an exaggeration. So all you got to do is go to 4hims.com/John5. They've got the generic equivalent of what you're getting at the pharmacy, and it works just as well. And it's just $5 for the first month. 4hims.com/John5.
Work it out at the gym. ESPN 97.5. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. This is sad news, and it's real. Apparently it just happened, is that Carol Channing died. Del, do you have any idea who Carol Channing is?
I know the name.
Hello, Dolly. She did sound a little like, she had that raspy voice. Carol Channing, 97 years old, died. That's a sad day. R. Kelly was out last night, apparently. Last night, his appearance sold out, and women were screaming, "Take me hostage." Okay.
People are just trash, man.
I mean.
Just absolute. Oh, he can sing good. So anything he does.
So he can urinate on 14-year-olds.
And that's the least of it, to be honest with
you.
Yeah.
I mean, he is a POS. That's unbelievable. And there's Take Me Hostage because he can sing.
Yeah.
Well, entertainment is separated from real life. This is just, we're so separated. Like, people just don't consider their entertainment real life.
Well, so. I think our judicial system is going to consider it.
They are asking for anyone. and everyone who has any evidence to come forward. So they're looking to prosecute.
Well, that's all they have to do is watch the documentary, and they've got all the evidence they need. all the confession and admittance of everything right there at their fingertips. That's all they have to do is watch. I don't know where they're going to find that evidence. Oh, it's on TV. Okay. All right. Thanks. Thanks for that. Thanks for the clues. By the way, are you on True Detective yet, Lance?
No, I've got things I'm doing. I won't be able to get on it for a little while. Anyway, I'm watching Mr. Robot now. I can only commit to one.
Oh, dude. Mr. Robot. I'm watching Marvelous Ms. Maisel.
Yep.
It's really good.
It is really good. The writing's outstanding.
Right, right. It's really done like a 1950s play almost. Mm-hmm. Some of the dialogue between the dad and her, it's all...
Tony Shalhoub is good.
He is good.
Yeah, he's good. So I'll be on that. And I'm surprised if Dell, if you haven't seen Mr. Robot, I'd be shocked. It feels like that's a show you...
I kind of bailed out like 4 or 5 episodes into the first season.
Did you?
Yeah. It's not that... It just didn't hold my attention enough because I didn't watch it as it was going on. I was trying to watch it in bulk and it was like, okay, I've had enough here.
Only on episode 3, so I, you know, that may end up happening to me too.
What about True Detective?
You talking to Dale?
Oh. I haven't seen the start of season 3. I didn't watch the first 2 episodes.
You haven't seen the start of season 3 yet?
No. I still got to get through Narcos Mexico and I still got other stuff.
Oh. Well, yeah, because you can you wait till True Detective is done and you can watch it in bulk. Waiting a week for it. You know,
let me ask you a question. If you had a chance to watch sports, if sports happened and there were no reports and you could, do you like watching it? Would you watch it game by game or would you binge watch sports? Let me give you a sport. Let me give you basketball because basketball typically takes less time than the other two sports.
I would rather watch it game by game than bulk.
If somebody told you, all right.
Or series? You mean an NBA Finals series?
Here is November Rockets. You can watch your November Rockets right now. Just all the November games were released.
No, I'd be bored. I wouldn't watch it over
too
and over.
Too much.
Yeah, it's too much. Yes, no. No. And what I'll tell you this, I went back and rewatched The Handmaid's Tale, and what's with these commercials in the middle of it?
Oh, you must not have wait, what?
Yeah.
Where are you watching it on?
Oh, on Hulu. Oh, on Hulu. You didn't pay the extra. You didn't pay the extra.
Yeah, he didn't get Hulu Plus. You're doing it on
Hulu. I know about that life. I'm one of the
poor. So, here's what.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Just put out the extra for Hulu Plus.
Here's what millennials, this is what I found out from a brand manager who was telling me. He goes, here's one thing you have to understand about millennials. Millennials do not like advertisements at all. So, you know, to market to them, you have to do experiential marketing. He was explaining all this stuff. And then he said, millennials don't like paying for anything. They just feel like things should be free. He said, except they'll pay for one thing, not to have commercials. He said, millennials will pay extra money for a subscription to not have any commercials.
I'm with them.
That's interesting.
I'm with them, though. Except in radio. Radio commercials are important.
Yeah, that's the best. That's important stuff.
That's the important thing. I would never want my radio without any. Like, Sirius? Forget it. That's stupid. Mm-hmm. Where there's no commercials in there? That sucks. That's terrible.
Yep.
I'm not going to do that.
Because they have commercials anyway. Don't kid yourself. There's commercials there too now.
Their music stations don't have them. Their talk stations all do.
Oh, is that the difference?
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone did a sports map piece right here. Oh, Raheel Ramzanali. How about this? Bill O'Brien or Jason Garrett making a Super Bowl? History says doubtful. He looked back and when you make your – how long you've been in the league really matters. What year you're in really matters about if you're going to make a Super Bowl. And for the most part, it's pretty soon.
Raheel wrote this?
Raheel wrote it. Yeah.
That seems strange.
And then he questions whether or not there's a right time to move in. I would say this, though. Tom Osborne, 19 years at Nebraska, he finally won his first national championship. His 19th year.
Long time to wait for. So you're saying Bill O'Brien gets 19 years?
No, I'm saying Andy Reid. I've got a feeling Andy Reid's got a real shot this year.
Well, and Andy Reid Went to multiple NFC title games with Donovan McNabb.
Went to a Super Bowl.
And then they went to a Super Bowl. I think within 4 or 5 years. So I think Raheel, because I'm a contributor on the piece because I was there when he was writing it. Raheel used the Tom Brady era. When Tom Brady won his first Super Bowl, how things have changed as far as coaches and how long it takes for them to get to a Super Bowl. And Bill O'Brien and Jason Garrett would be outliers if they find their way to one at this point. It doesn't usually. I think he had it at 3.3 years to get there from when you take a job to when you get to Super Bowl, if you actually get there. So those two are clearly past that point. Now, Bill O'Brien, if you're a fan of Bill O'Brien, you would say, well, the clock actually starts with Deshaun Watson, because if you look at it, did he really have a shot with Ryan Fitzpatrick and Brian Hoyer to make a Super Bowl? Probably not. So if you're backing Bill O'Brien, you say, it's with Deshaun, and we're only going into year three right now, if you buy that.
Yeah. No, I think that's accurate. I don't know. I guess it does make some sense, because if you don't have success early on, it's obviously harder to keep your job. So it would stand to reason that if a lot of those coaches would do it sooner rather than later, because I don't think it's the norm to keep your job for 7+ years unless you're having some success. But yeah, that's an interesting stat. And I do think Andy Reid has a really great shot. Andy Reid has been consistently successful too. Let's not forget that. He has been successful at relatively high levels. And getting to a Super Bowl is hard, especially when you're in the AFC. That was really hard. And when he was in the NFC, there were some pretty good Packer teams and 49er teams. And that, you know, he's faced off against some pretty legit powerful teams over the years. Let me tell you about somebody powerful right now, TGS Homeowners Insurance. What they do is they're a broker agency who shops, and they just did it for me yesterday. I just had them shop, and they sent 4 different quotes for me to consider that had similar coverages to what I have now. And so I'm going to go through them all today. I'm not supposed to automatically renew until February, but they get it to you in advance, and then they start doing the shopping. I'm also, I stuck with my car insurance. I got such great car insurance. I had a chance to do 6 months like a lot of people do, but instead we found a 1-year policy so I could lock in on that rate for 1 full year. So they can do that for you as well. They shop a wide variety. I've never even heard of these 4 brand names, and there's a lot of people out there doing great homeowners insurance and writing great policies for you. But they don't have the marketing campaigns and branding. Let TGS go out there and find these quality brands. They vet these insurance writers, and they're there to stand behind them. And I can tell you this for a fact. You need to shop homeowners insurance. And all you have to do is text money to 232323. They text you back. They get your address. And before you know it, you are going to have a firm homeowners quote that you can compare against your policy right now. Maybe they save you money, maybe they don't. But wouldn't you love to put more of your money back in your pocket and still get the same coverage or better coverage through TGS? Absolutely, you would. Text money to 232323.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.